Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
So you brought your list of the top business stories of 2013, and I'm thinking, well, number one's got to be the Sacramento Kings, right?
Not only number one, you're right, but I'd say it's number two as well. I'd say the top story of the region in 2013 has to be the launch of the well-organized, well-financed effort to build an arena downtown. This is a project that has eluded us for decades, and all indications are that it's finally off to a healthy start. But a close number two, you know, if not a tie, is the underlying business deal that made it all possible. Against all odds, a new ownership team beat a richer offer from Seattle to acquire the team and keep it in Sacramento. Sacramento Kings is a big business, of course, and a high-profile one. It's probably the one company based here that most people outside the region would recognize. The arena proposal has somewhat overshadowed the fact that the new owners have installed new management and are busy reshaping this company.
And judging from how much we talked about it over the past year, healthcare reform's got to be next on your list.
Absolutely. Cover California is a state agency, of course, but this is a very much a business story. And, you know, first of all, it's turning the health insurance market upside down. We don't know where things will end up, of course, but suddenly there are a lot more customers searching for coverage. And enrollment got off to a slow start through the exchange, but it picked up this month. And over the long run, I think a lot more people are going to be spending money on health plans. You know, one ripple effect we've already seen is that more health companies, you and I have talked about this, getting into the insurance business. Sutter Health and Adventist Health, are, you know, hospital chains, both based here in Sacramento, have both started HMOs, for example. Long term, we'll see other business effects that are harder to predict. If Obamacare is successful, for example, it may be that it's a lot easier for entrepreneurs to quit their day jobs without fear of losing health coverage. And, you know, that could be good for innovation.
Okay, so the Kings are numbers one and two. Healthcare is number three. What's number four?
I have to say the next biggest business story of the year for our region is sort of a key component of the economic recovery. It's the recovery specifically in home sales. For much of the year, Sacramento ranked at the top of the nation for over year-over-year growth, along with, you know, Las Vegas and a couple of other markets that were really clobbered in the housing bust. You know, a big piece of this is the surge of investors into the market. We saw big private equity firms like Blackstone and mom-and-pop landlords as well jumping into the pool, mostly snapping up cheaper houses under the $200,000 price level. But that rush has tailed off a bit. Homes are not quite as cheap as they were before. But the good news is that there are a lot of homeowners now that have escaped negative equity. And that's important because the housing market has been locked up by people who can't sell because they owe more than their homes are worth. Once we see more people who are able to trade up, the market will improve still further.
Well, yeah, that is good news. Of course, not all the economic news was good in 2013. Did any of the not-so-good stories make it on your list?
I have to say that number five on the list of top business stories for the 2013 is the closure of the Campbell's plant. It's not the only big closure we had, but perhaps the one that had the biggest impact. The plant employed more than 700 people. It was an important economic pillar in South Sacramento.
But there is a silver lining to that story, right?
Yeah. You know, as we discussed a couple of weeks ago, a new owner has taken over the property and has plans to invest in creating a environment for new manufacturing businesses, and that's a good sign. Speaking of good signs, we also have an honorable mention on this list, and that award goes to the Farm to Fork movement.
Well, is Farm to Fork really a business story? And people may remember that earlier this year, Mayor Kevin Johnson made a big push for Sacramento to be called the Farm to Fork capital. But it's kind of hard to see what that means in dollars and cents.
It's true. There's no real economic impact for now. But I think this needs to be seen in a broader perspective as part of Sacramento's quest for an economic identity. You know, we had Next Economy. We've had the brand-a-thon that you and I have talked about. You know, it's clear we all agree the region needs to be more than the state capital economically. And 2013 could be, you know, someday known as the year that we started really defining Sacramento. And clearly, one of those things that identifies Sacramento is a place where California agriculture and cuisine come together. So, you know, what that looks like in terms of economic impact remains to be seen, but it certainly seems like a worthwhile goal.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
See you next year.
Check out our website for previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.